everybody, Terrence Pop with another episode that's pre-recorded, but still,
live from the lair.
And if you've been paying attention, you're catching a bunch of catchphrases like toxic, radicalized. When men, we really just deal with math. Now, this is a hypothetical situation that I'm going to use here to prove my point. Now, let's just say you're about 22 to 24. You're an average guy, meaning you're 5'8", somewhere between 190 and 210 pounds. You're pudgy and sloppy. That's usually what happens with the average guy out there who doesn't really work out or didn't participate in any sports when he was a young man. And listen, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you the truth. Now, let's say this hypothetical dude, his grandfather passes and leaves him, you know, $300,000 or $400,000, and he decides he's going to do the average guy upgrade. Now, you can surgically get yourself to about 6 feet if you're below 6 feet, but it is very expensive, and it is also very risky because you are literally breaking your bones and making them longer, which I'm sure is going to work out for you if you live to be somewhere north of 50, because your DNA is not really built to have long cricket legs, because that's what they look like. I've seen some of the before and after photographs.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
You decide, hey, I'm going to use this money to upgrade myself out of the average pool. All right, you don't have a lot of mental discipline, so you're going to have to go to all outside sources. All right, you're going to get a gym membership, which is $65 a month times 12, roughly $780 a year. Next, you're going to, you know, get the Get Tall surgery, which runs anywhere between $55,000 and $215,000. Now, for the sake of argument here, I went with $100,000 because to get from 5'8" or 5'9" to 6'6", it's probably going to take at least two surgeries because I believe they don't really raise you up more than an inch and a half at a time, and that's stretching it. And you might have to get that surgery overseas, which I don't really recommend because they know you're an American, they will take your money, they will do the surgery, and then fuck you.
Come on, man. How many push-ups you want to do here, pal?
All right, next. You have the liposuction, which is about $7,000. Now, if they use anesthesia and knock you out, it goes up to about 15 to 21, but we're just saying, hey, you're going to get the Novocaine and they're going to do it while you're conscious. I'm sure that's going to work out for you. That's $7,000. Fat loss peptides. People are using this stuff like crazy. Now, they do have a minimal, somewhat rare side effect, which is blindness, but by all means, go ahead. And this is going to run you about $500 a month because you're going to have to like get it prescribed. You can also get it online, you know, if you know where to look. If you have any questions about that, email me at redonkulous12@gmail.com. Okay, that's going to be $6,000 a year. Now you want the hair transplant, which is about 9 G's. I myself am thinking about getting it done if I ever come across that kind of money, which we operate on a shoestring budget. It's probably not going to happen. TRT, if you get the base package, $150 a month, and you got to basically give yourself one or two injections a week. If you don't have the stomach for that, you can get the cream, which hits at a different, it doesn't hit the same. but that's going to run you roughly $1,800 a year. Next, because you want to be, you know, be able to speak to the women of today and deal with their problems, and you want to use some camouflage, you're probably going to have to see a therapist. Now, if you add a comma here, it's the comma ripist. All right, I get it. I spelled it wrong. I have dyslexia, but I believe that will get me through the algorithm. It is what it is. That's going to run you between $65 and $250 a month. All right, okay, $65 to $250 per session. Let's say we went with 125 times 12. It's $1,500 a year. And a lot of the young guys out there probably need to see the ripist more than that, but I'm just keeping that at a base level. You want the proper wardrobe so you can impress the ladies out there. And that's going to run you about $1,500 to get two or three outfits with a suit. And on top of that, it's going to be about $500 a year to, you know, upgrade and maintain what you have and build on to the wardrobe that you have. And that's going to come up annually to about $2,000. Next, you want the sports car because you want to impress the ladies. A base, you can get a base, you know, zippy kind of sports car for about $29,000. And in the summer, you want to be that bad boy on a motorcycle, and that's going to run you about $11,000. I don't recommend the motorcycle because you're wearing a meat suit. Everyone's driving around in metal boxes, and you do not want to die because of an argument with physics. I've seen it. It's very unpleasant. Next, personal trainer, because you don't have mental discipline. You allowed yourself to become a doughboy. It is what it is. Personal trainer, $70 an hour. You want to see him two times a week. That's going to run you $6,700 a year. Then you want the dietitian so you can help yourself lose this fucking 30 pounds. All right, that's $200 for your initial visit, $100 for every visit after that. And he wants to see you twice a month. That's going to run you $2,600 a year. Next, you have the doctor, because if you're going to be taking TRT and doing all this crazy stuff, you want to do it under a doctor's supervision. So you're going to pay $250 for a visit with $500 in blood work. That shit is not cheap. And you want to get it four times a year, every 90 days. That's $3,000 a year. So when you add all of this up with all of the pain and misery of getting your bones broken to make yourself taller, which I don't recommend, you're going to be out of pocket $179,900 plus or minus $4,000. Now, you've gone through all of this craziness, and what is your payout, huh? Here you go. This is what you're going to get. Most of the women out there are fat or obese. I didn't spell it right, and I don't care.
How dare you?
15 to 40% have some type of VD. Okay? You know, be careful where you put your mouth. Most of the women out there are sporting 10 bodies plus, meaning they're not going to pair bond with you for a long-term situationship or relationship, and dare I say, a mirage, because that's what marriage is today. All right? So even if you stay married to a woman with 10 or plus bodies, you're going to be absolutely miserable. Probably she's not going to be satisfied with you in the long run because she's already an alpha widow, which is right here, the second one. Next, she might be a single mom. There's a lot of women out there walking around with and have baby daddies. That's a whole other nut roll. All right? Not going to go into here. And if you get married, you have a 50-50 chance of getting divorced and losing one half of all your shit. So you'll have about $200,000 left over after you do this. You get married, she's going to walk away with $100,000, usually either 7 years or 13 years. You're not going to make it past the second review, more than likely. You might catch a charge. All she's got to do is say, I don't feel safe. You lose your constitutional rights. To fight that charge, it's going to run you anywhere between $15,000 and $30,000. If it's, you know, a criminal charge, more than likely you're not going to be able to sue her for it because, you know, women and reasons in vagina. Okay. And more than likely, because she's got 10 plus bodies, she's going to cheat on you. All right, it happens all the time. Listen, I fucked up and I went and shook the whore tree and expected a wife to fall out. Nowadays, you shake the wife tree and 7 out of 10 of the women that fall out of that are whores. That is just my opinion. Don't shoot the messenger. Okay. And when this does go south, women are really good at assassinating your character, getting you fired, getting you accusing all kinds of crazy stuff. And you have no recourse. They will turn your family against you. They will turn your friends against you. I've seen it, and it has happened to me. All right? You will lose friends and family. You know? That's just the way it is. Like, I don't talk to my sister anymore because of this. That woman put a very big knife in my back. That's a side issue. Maybe I will do a video on it one day. Okay, and the biggest one that affects these guys is the loss of their children. All right, now, gentlemen, you invest all of this time and money, go through all of this pain and turmoil, and this is your reward? I don't fucking think so. Think about it. Have a good day.
Babies crying.